Hoover rose, dusting crumbs from his paws.
If 'tis all same with you, man, we was figuring on going to find Redwall Abbey, because that's where we're bound.
Rora passed her little harp to Slippo, smiling at them in a fond, motherly way.
There's no great rush to get to Redwall as I sees it. Why don't ye stop until lunch? I'll make us a nice apple and whortleberry pudding and sing ye a few old songs. I've remembered a few Mama used to sing. There's one called A Mother's Art is Made of Gold. Aye, and another ditty called I'd Give the World for a Slice of Mama's Nut Bread. Then there's the one about a mother's tear being like a pearl of grief.
Sagax grabbed the food packs. All three travellers were closely jammed as they fought to get through the cave doorway.
No thank you, ma'am. You've done quite enough for us.
We'll miss the tide if we don't go now. We wouldn't dream of imposing on your hospitality any further, ma'am.
Sorry, we've got to jolly well go, ma'am. Toodle-pip and all that, what? Bye-bye now. Got to tear ourselves away.
Piling hastily into the stop-dog, they sailed off down the narrow rocky passage, fending off the stony walls with their oars. Only when the bright morning and the open sea lay before them did they chance to look back. Rora was standing on top of the rocks, singing at the top of her voice as Slippo twanged the harp for her.
For she is wrinkled, grey and old, a mother's heart is made of gold, and her smile is like a quiet sunny day.
A tear was springing to Kruver's eye as he put on all sail and passed around chunks of lava bread.
Stuff this in your ears, shipmates, afore we end up blubbering and putting about to sail home.
By early noon, the stop-dog was well out at sea, with the coastline a mere smudge of dark strip on the horizon. Sagax and Skerim were sitting atop the bow seat, their happy, carefree mood now restored.
Imagine us wailing like babes just because we're taking a short holiday from Salamandastron.
Rather! Did you see old Kruver? He was crying buckets, and the silly great sea dog hasn't even got a home to go to, what? Look at him sitting there fast asleep at the tiller, snoring like a toad with toothache.
Skerim rolled a pellet of lava bread and flicked it at the sea otter. It pinged him neatly on the nose. Kruv awakened with a start and blinked at them.
Oh, very funny, mateys. Pinging me nose and wetting me footpaws, aye. Very funny, I must say.
Skerim flicked another pellet and missed.
Bit of an unjust accusation there, old lad. I pinged your nose, but neither of us wet your flipping footpaws, what?
Kruv diverted his gaze to the water slopping around in the bottom of the ketch. Dismay crept across his features.
Must have banged her prow a bit hard on those rocks when we came down the channel from Rora's cave.
Skerim grinned mischievously as he rolled another pellet.
You don't say, me old scout. Nothing too serious, is it, what?
Kruver turned the tiller, sending the vessel shoreward.
Serious? You two shift yourselves and get bailing. It means we've sprung a leak and we're sinking.